you're ready. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all again. This is Commissioner Brian Colker, meeting the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It's approximately 2:30 on Tuesday, March 25th, for an informal on case number PU 14-34, Tempo Telecom LLC's designation for eligible carrier. I don't have any opening comments today other than just maybe we'll get my colleagues, see if they have any thoughts, go around the table to see who's all here for the record, and then we'll turn it over to the company. Commissioner Christman, anything today?
No opening thoughts. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Fedorchak?
No.
All right. Let's start with Julie Prescott. If you could go around and identify yourself.
Julie Prescott, commission staff.
Okay.
I'm Stephanie Dassinger with
Thank you, Stephanie.
Patrick Fawn with commission staff.
Thank you, Patrick. And we're joined by?
Ryan Norrell, commission staff.
Okay. And if folks in the line, could you identify yourself one more time for the record?
Hi, this is Jamie Sark. Jamie Sark, Tempo Telecom.
Okay.
Angela Collins with the law firm of Cahill, Gordon, and Rindell on behalf of Tempo Telecom.
Okay, thank you, Angela. So, Angela or Stephanie, which one of you is going to proceed with the case?
I had just planned to ask Mr. Stark to give kind of outline of Tempo Telecom so you guys have a basic understanding of what the company is about, and then have you guys proceed with your questions, if that's all
that
right.
That sounds fine. If you could just make sure that you get the mic close since we got folks listening in. Thank you, Stephanie. All right, go ahead.
Okay, all right. This is Jamie Sark. I am the senior project manager for Tempo Telecom, and I just wanted to give a brief background before you could open it up for questions. Tempo Telecom was formed in 2013 for the purpose of offering prepaid wireless voice and data services throughout the United States. Something very unique about Tempo is that the officers and day-to-day management of Tempo have significant experience in the telecommunications field and have been in that field for a very long time. At this time, Tempo has approximately 6,000 prepaid wireless customers throughout the United States. And as I mentioned, prepaid wireless, I'm talking about our non-Lifeline customers. Tempo started providing wireless Lifeline service in September of 2013 and currently provides wireless Lifeline service in Indiana, Kansas, Missouri, South Carolina, and Wisconsin. At this time, Tempo has approximately 2,500 Lifeline customers throughout those states. Tempo has also been designated as an eligible telecommunications carrier, or ETC, in the states of Georgia, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Nevada, and Rhode Island. Tempo has not begun offering Lifeline service in these states yet, as we're applying for our SAC codes and use that to access the National Lifeline Accountability Database. Tempo has never been the subject of any formal or informal investigation by any state agency, federal agency, or USAC with respect to Lifeline or any other matter. A major item for Tempo is that Tempo prevents waste, fraud, and abuse through certification and enrollment processes that are very detailed. Tempo does not activate Lifeline service to a customer until the entire certification and enrollment process is complete, and Tempo has verified that the customer is eligible for Lifeline service, has obtained all necessary verifications and certifications, and has confirmed there is no duplication of service for the customer's household in our own internal database, and then ultimately with the National Lifeline Accountability Database, or NLAD. When we send a device out to a customer, we always require a signature, and that signature has to reside at the official address we have on record as another way to make sure that the phone ends up in the correct customer's hand. Tempo routinely uses the National Lifeline Accountability Database for the states which we currently offer Lifeline service and commits to checking all potential North Dakota customers via NLAD before activating any service. All Tempo personnel interacting with potential Lifeline customers as well as third-party dealers that act on Tempo's behalf have undergo a training program regarding the eligibility and certification requirements. Something that is unique to Tempo is that an in-house Tempo employee conducts all eligibility verifications and duplicate service checks, and those internal corporate employees of Tempo are non-commissioned, and they make all of the verification decisions before a device is handed to a customer or sent or mailed to a customer. Tempo is also willing to request that Lifeline participants waive any right of privacy so that Tempo could periodically provide that list of customers to the North Dakota Commission. Tempo understands also that there's a particular form that customers must complete to authorize the release of their information. The final and a huge item for Tempo, probably only second to, you know, how much attention that we put on preventing waste and fraud, is that Tempo prides itself on providing outstanding customer service for its customers. We have a customer service operations located in the United States, and live customer service representatives are available from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central on weekdays and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central on Saturdays. Customers also may access automated features 24 hours a day to add minutes, obtain minute balances, and other items as well. Another thing that Tempo does that's very unique is on every Lifeline device, even on our prepaid devices, but for the purpose of this ETC hearing, we want our customers to know who we are, and we brand every single device that goes out with the Tempo logo to make sure that there is no questions or concerns or confusion on the customer's behalf who their service is with. We don't, if we, you know, get a refurbished device or a new device, we remove all other company branding and make sure that Tempo is the primary brand right there smack dab on the top of the device to make sure that the customers know who they're getting their service from. That's just our quick overview of Tempo to maybe give a little bit of background, and now just proceed through questions or whatever's next here.
Okay, thank you, Jamie. This is Brian here. I just have one quick question, two questions, I guess, and I'll turn it over to my colleagues. When was your FCC plan approved, or when did the FCC approve your plan?
That was, go ahead, Angela.
This is Angela Collins. It was in August of 2013.
Okay, thank you, Angela. And then the second question is, who will be your designated North Dakota point of contact for our consumer affairs person to call if there's questions that we field?
Is just general questions, like customers wanting to sign up, that type of thing, or problems or issues?
All of the above. If someone calls here and they have a problem with Tempo or they want questions, you know, it's very easy. If we've got somebody that's got a storefront in Bismarck, we know who they are and we develop relationships. So I'd just like to know who your person will be and who we'll be developing the relationship with if this is approved.
All right. At this time, that would be me, Jamie Sark.
Okay, so how many states do you cover?
I cover all the current states at this time, and I will update you with a new contact once we are well established in North Dakota.
Well, that's, I guess, going, you know, well, that's one of the challenges out there is that you're a busy man, I'm sure, and it's nice to have someone that's dedicated to just North Dakota or at least to this region. So, if you have, after this informal today, if you talk to staff and you designate someone or something with a little more detail, that's always helpful as whenever this moves forward to put that out there right away. So, okay, that was the only questions that I had. I'll turn over.
Your Honor, this is Angela Collins. I'm sorry, I misspoke. It was August of 2012.
August 2012. Okay, thank you, Angela.
Time has elapsed. And also on your point regarding the customer service, Tempo, Jamie oversees Tempo project management, but Tempo also has various regulatory complaint personnel, people that handle law enforcement requests. There's a team of people. They don't divide themselves up among the regions, but we can provide all of those names as potential contacts and escalations if that's something the commission would like.
Well, I think it's something we absolutely have to have because we'll get the phone calls from customer X with a concern, and we'll want to work with them and between you as to resolving those concerns. It always happens. So, okay, Commissioner Crispin, anything?
Can you explain a little bit about what your marketing strategy is? Is this car trunk sales, or Are you going to have a storefront, or what's your marketing plan?
Yeah, the initial thing we like to do is go in to an area with an event, and at that event, it's just a small event, try to maybe have about 600 devices for over a few days, and this would be like a tent event. And at that event, we have customers come and sign up for service. As I mentioned before, at that event, even though it might be a third-party dealer or a Tempo direct employee, no matter what, a Tempo non-commissioned corporate employee validates everything through, they scan everything in. It's hours where we're staffed in our customer service area, and a Lifeline service representative reviews all the paperwork. At that event, we invite local dealers to come as well, and they come, see, learn a little bit more about Tempo, and then we establish storefronts through current local dealers. It might be pawn shops or other stores of that nature that sell other things where a Lifeline and prepaid wireless services seem to fit in as well.
You had mentioned understanding that we want a particular privacy release form signed.
That is correct.
So that means that you will collect those, not just that you understand that that's what we want, right?
That is correct. We will collect it as part of the proof of eligibility paperwork that the customer signs anyway, that they know that they only have, that they don't have any phone Lifeline service, whether it's landline or wireless, and we'll just put it in with that paperwork.
Okay, and then it's been a little while since I went through your paperwork, so I can't recall. Is it your intention to serve all of North Dakota geographically, or are there specific areas that you would serve and certain areas that you would not be intending to serve?
It would be certain areas we would serve and certain areas we would not intend to serve, and we have that list of exchanges in our documentation.
And Your Honor, this is Angela Collins. That list is based on our underlying carrier, which is Sprint, and their network availability in the state of North Dakota.
So it's this page and a half, about 30 exchanges or so. 40 exchanges? That would be the entire area you'd serve?
Yes, that's correct. That represents Sprint's network coverage in North Dakota.
Okay.
At this time, Sprint is our underlying carrier. The company is looking at entering into agreements with other underlying carriers so that we may be able in the future to request a additional service area, but at this time we can only serve where Sprint is able to provide service.
Okay, thank you. I have no other questions.
All right, thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Fedorchuk?
Sure. Good afternoon, everyone. Just a few questions for me. Can you describe your relationship with Birch, Tempo and Birch?
Yes. Basically, it's a common ownership between Birch and Tempo Telecom. Tempo Telecom is a completely separate company from Birch, and through a management agreement, Tempo uses Birch employees and relies on some of the Birch contracts and infrastructure to run its business. That is, as I mentioned, the years of experience with the Tempo ownership and management and day-to-day operations. That is Birch employees, and Birch has been around since 1996 with a great track record of its own, and so it's really a common ownership relationship between the companies. Would you like more detail than that?
I'm just trying to get an understanding. Are there Tempo only employees, or is everybody who's who works for Tempo basically a Birch employee?
Everyone currently who works for Tempo is a Birch employee, but there are 37 direct Tempo employees at this time whose total time is dedicated to Tempo, even though they are currently Birch employees, and then about 15 others who share time between the companies.
Okay. And what
go ahead.
What does Tempo Tempo was created for the Lifeline and prepaid. Is that what Tempo does?
That is correct. For prepaid wireless and Lifeline wireless primarily was the reason Tempo was created.
And in North Dakota, you're just applying for the Lifeline only. You're not going to do the prepaid?
We will do prepaid in North Dakota as well, yes.
And I'm going to turn to staff to clarify for me. Does that require anything separate for them to do the, I mean, if they're getting Lifeline only ETC designation, do they not need any sort of approval from us or to go beyond that?
It's very possible they would need to register using our electronic registration on the website.
Register as?
As a reseller of services.
Okay.
Your Honor, this is Angela Collins again. Just to follow up on that point, Tempo has done that. It was done in August of 2013. It is a registered provider with the commission.
Okay. Then I wanted to just talk a little bit about your eligibility process.
Okay.
I think you have, from what I can tell, a pretty thorough review process. And one of the most thorough that I've seen, at least, maybe it's because you've provided more of your paperwork to us so we can actually review it more in more detail. But in terms of the documentation that you require to certify that people are, involved in one of the qualifying programs, you do require that documentation, right? They can't just check that they have. Okay. And then on the SNAP eligibility, I'm just kind of curious, reading this triggered a question for me. For a household that qualifies for SNAP, how is that handled to make sure that there aren't several, because this is supposed to be one phone per household, several people who get a phone under the SNAP program? I can't quite tell by the language you use in your form how you guys verify that.
Okay, well, we do have the customer certify, first of all, that they are that they don't have any other Lifeline service from anyone in that household. But obviously we don't end there. Now that the National Lifeline Accountability Database is online and we use that daily, we do a duplicate check of that database to make sure that that address or that customer does not already exist as receiving a Lifeline benefit from any other provider.
Okay, so like you could go in with your mom's SNAP card or and documentation and sign up for the program, and the mom or whoever has name it on the card has to certify to you that nobody else in that house has a Lifeline benefit. Correct?
That is correct.
And then you double check with the database.
That's correct. We check with the NLAB, yes.
And you do all of this at your tent on site events?
We so far the tent events that we have done, we've actually had our corporate Lifeline representatives attend those events. But we know that we eventually won't, but we have tested out, and it has worked great so far, a scanning process where we scan the eligibility information and get that in-house, and the representative in-house verifies that the eligibility paperwork is correct and the proof of one of the programs is accurate, and then checks the database at that time. It's about a 3 to 4 minute process.
And so the people who show up at these events have to have all this documentation.
That is correct. They have to, really, the only documentation they have to bring with them is their proof, and we provide the other paperwork for them to sign.
Okay.
Which will, for North Dakota, will include the extra documentation, the release paperwork.
It looks to me like there's award letters for some of these programs that they're supposed to have. I mean, people don't just carry those around.
When we have the events, I know they have to show up with the information. If they do not have the information and want to still go through the process and don't feel like coming back, we have given out our corporate information, and the customer has just called in and, you know, certified that way, where they have to just send us the paperwork later, and then we send the phone out to them.
Okay. So do they leave the events with phones?
They do leave the events with phones after a corporate non-commissioned employee has validated the paperwork. They hand the phone over, and it can be activated by the customer at that time.
Okay. And if you have to do it in another manner where they have to send in the stuff, you mail them the phone, they don't walk away with it.
That is correct. They don't. We do have, even when they come to an event, maybe it's a different style of device they wanted, or something, you know, we needed to validate something farther and they needed to mail something to us. We then fax something to us. We then mail the device out to that address that has been verified as the ETC address, and it has to be signed for by someone at that address.
Okay. And then my last question is, why are you coming to North Dakota? What sort of customer opportunity do you think exists here in terms of numbers?
Well, in North Dakota, let me actually pull that up real quick. In North Dakota, we have 2011 USAC information, which might be updated to 2012 now, that showed that of the Lifeline eligible customers, only in the range of 10 to 20% are actually using Lifeline. So our thought was that we could get into North Dakota, where not a lot of people, not a lot of other companies may be there, because certainly customers are not educated on the program or know very much about it, because the take rate is very, very low. So we're hoping that we can come in with some education in the areas where we're allowed to serve, and then expand that out in the future.
Okay. All right. I think that's all my questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. All right, you're welcome. We'll go around the table here, see if our staff has any question. Julie Prescott? Do you have anything that we've missed or any thoughts you want to offer?
Not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Fawn, Patrick?
No questions.
Okay. Ryan, Norrell? No. Okay. Before I forget, Stephanie, will you offer up all this today as your record testimony?
I believe so. Angela, do you have any objection to that?
No.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, and we'll certainly receive it. Okay, I don't have any further questions. I'll go around one more time.
Nor do I.
Andy, Julie? Okay, anything that we missed from Jamie, Angela, or Stephanie that you'd like to add today?
I believe that completes what we were going to present.
Okay. Well, that was easy enough. What we'll do is once we get a chance to get this on the schedule for a work session, we'll have that very quickly and then move forward to some type of decision. So go ahead and close the work. The informal on case number PU 14-34. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.